Richie, thanks for joining us. Congratulations. It was a special night at Brisbane Road.
Oh, sorry, Dave. He's not plugged the mic in. Look at this. I feel embarrassed holding this. Brilliant night. Brilliant night. Brilliant performance. Full of young, talented players. Exciting. Speed, energy. And if we wouldn't have won that game, it would have been an absolute a travesty, because they're a threat when you get in the final third. They're a threat, but we dominated the game. I don't know how much possession we had. I think we had 19 shots. I don't know how many on target, a lot. And they've had 3 shots on target and everyone went in. So a little bit disappointed with the goals we give away, but I think it speaks volume, the atmosphere at the end when the crowd stayed. And just said to Sully, I love Sully as a sub. I know he doesn't like it, but he reminds me of Ole Gunnar Solskjaer when he comes on. He just, I don't know, he's got this feeling where he's watching the game and he smells out areas, and he's just a brilliant sub. I know he doesn't want to be a play sub, but obviously he had a niggle today. But brilliant performance, and like I say, we need to win, and it just gives us a bit of a squeak of an opportunity.
Ollie O'Neill was named the man of the match, and he was outstanding, wasn't he?
Brilliant. I think I spoke to Nigel before the game, and the front three are a total. I think Shat started 15 or 16 league games, 19 years old. Keown's making his debut, 20 years old. And Ollie O'Neill is 21, making his second start. And we're starting with a front three. And at times, they ran them ragged. Energy, speed, skill. Really clever, sometimes inside in pockets, sometimes outside. Our rotations were fantastic. And like I said, we started the game. We sent our full-backs on. Dominated the game, then they changed a little bit, we changed, we dominated the game again. And to be fair, they changed with Diamond, which a Diamond could be a real threat if you start playing to them, but we just kept switching the ball with the fullbacks, and like I say, it was a really exciting win.
And after the late disappointment of the weekend, and with Northampton refusing to give up and keep coming back, it was a test of character, wasn't it?
Well, we've played in Northampton a lot of times, and not one game has been easy. I think we're dominant tonight, I really do. We was dominant at their place, but we had 10 men and we just kept getting the ball to Jordan Graham, and he caused a lot of problems. We should have won the game. But that was only because they had 10 men. They beat us in and around Christmas time in the League Two season, and they drew here 0-0, which was a great point for them because they had 10 men again. And then two years ago, they beat us here when they was going for the playoffs. So, listen, John's... I think their team is a symbol of their manager, you know, energy at you, never gives up. So we never expect him to give up, and you know, at the end they'll probably be gutted that he's so late, like us on Saturday. When you concede that late on, then it can always be difficult. But I do think you're going to see a lot of late goals in the next 2 or 3 weeks because players are absolutely knackered, and players switch off. And it was a great touch by Brandon, a great finish by Sully.
You were disappointed with the manner in which the goals were conceded at Barnsley again tonight?
Well, one, the man... Listen, TJ's injured and we want to bring him off. Probably, I think it was about 42 minutes, 30 seconds. But we're just trying to get through to half-time so he doesn't impact that we can make sub later on in the game. He wanted to see how it was, but we don't want to take any risks. The ball lands to TJ and he's just not quite capable of clearing it. And we just didn't get to the ball. We allow a good footballer in Leonard to come inside the pitch when we don't want him to come inside the pitch. And it deflects in. So I think the manner of the goals just like came out of nothing, if you know what I mean. So but like I say, when you give players time and space, disappointed with their third one, because we dropped too deep. And when you drop too deep, you allow strong physical players to pin you. And when they pin you, nobody in front of you can help you because you're too deep. The gaps are too big. So disappointed with the goals, but sometimes when you're actually open and you're expansive and you're going for them goals, you can get caught.
How significant is Tom James's injury?
It's a tight groin. So what we didn't want to become is more significant. So at the moment, we'll just test him. Obviously, the injury record is staggering at the moment. It really is, but it probably makes the win even more sweeter.
Can we go through those injuries? Let's start with Dan Happy.
Yeah, Dan Happy has done his hamstring. He's going to be roughly about 8 to 10 weeks.
Theo Archibald?
Theo's not a good one. That's not a good one. I don't want to speculate on how long, but it's going to be a hell of a long time.
And that's his knee?
Yeah, it's his knee. So, like I say, I'm not an expert in knees, but he hasn't got a cruciate. so he's going to need to have an operation to put one in. So I don't want to. You're looking at 9 months plus.
Wow, Max Sanders.
Hopefully, Max will be trained. He's out running at the moment, so hopefully, if he doesn't make the Burton game, which I think is a little bit doubtful, then he will probably make the Oxford game.
Dan Ajay and Jordan Graham, how are they recovering?
Yeah, I mean, Dan's progressing well. But again, if we get them to the, either of them for the last 3 or 4 games in the season, it would be a massive bonus. One thing we won't do is we won't risk them if there's no need to risk. Again, you look at Theo's injury, it's just a jarring of the knee. Jordan Graham, he just, no one near him, falls over. The muscular injuries, I don't know, this is the most we've picked up a muscular injury, and we have a brilliant physio department, and the only thing that I can think of is we play on this pitch, which is firm, and it's a nice pitch, beautiful pitch, but then we train at Chigwell, which is soft and soggy, and then before the Barnsley game we train at Sheffield United's training ground, and everywhere's waterlogged, so we can only train AstroTurf. So the difference in load that the legs are taking can have an impact on your muscles. So we're putting it down to that, and it's just potluck.
Joe Piggott?
Piggott's got a little niggle. He should be fine, maybe out for 7 days, so he'll miss Burton. Should be back for Oxford.
But the youngsters did very well. I mean, it's the first chance to see the two new lads.
Again, part of my team talk was before the game. They've got the best job in the world, and sometimes you take this brilliant job that they've got for granted. And you know, I'm not saying that Jordan Graham or Phil have took these, or Dan App have taken the job for granted, but it can be taken away from you at any moment with a bad injury. So go out there, enjoy it. Energy, speed, skill, express yourself. And I thought the young players done that.
Another home game coming up. Burton Albion recently changed their manager.
Yeah, and they've not had a game tonight because it's postponed. So we'll have to freshen up, and we'll probably be playing against a team that is a little bit fresher than us. But if we move the ball around and we're smart, you can still play well when you're running out of legs. And I thought we'd done that at times today. I thought our last 20 minutes, we never put the ball at risk. We're going to have a few attacks, but we never put the ball at risk. We switched the ball, and it's easy to say it was coming because we scored it, but it's never like that. I always got the feeling that there was going to be one more chance. So I thought it was just a brilliant performance, not only by the players, but I thought the crowd were brilliant as well for a Tuesday night.
They really were. It was a fantastic atmosphere, wasn't it?
Brilliant. At the end, again, that was similar to when we were going for the league title last year, and not relief, but the joy on people's faces. This is what we're in. This is why we do this job. It's obviously we want the pride and that feeling of winning, and that determination to do your very best week in, week out. But ultimately, it's about putting on a product on the pitch that the supporters want to come and want to enjoy the football. And I think tonight is probably, for me, that's one of the best nights we've had. I know we've beaten bigger clubs, your Boltons, your Portsmouth, your Charlton here on Boxing Day, but the way the game, if we would have not won that game, yeah, I'd have probably done something to you in this interview, Dave.
With that microphone, no doubt.
With a lead, yeah. No, brilliant night for everyone. Great atmosphere.
Thanks, Richie. Right, well done.
No problem.
Thank you. Brilliant.
Right, have a safe trip back. Thank you.